interview with Percy Patrick Lally continued.
Okay, we were talking about Helen and the first time he kissed her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know she wanted me to kiss her. We come down the road, it was about 10:30, and the road was dark, and it was a little country road, and so I know this is kind of bad, but that you've been in the, well, like where all we went, there was no bathroom. So I figured she was going out to the broom sage patch, you know, use the bathroom. Well, I stopped the car and was sitting on the stairwell, and she slid over and put a lip lock on me like I ain't never seen. And boy, that was just what I wanted to do. I wanted to kiss her, but I was afraid to. I was afraid she would never go out with me again. Well, anyhow, the next week we went out. We done a little smooching. So the next morning when we went to work, she said, Pat, I said, oh. So when I went by Daddy last night, I said, I had to turn sideways, says my lips were swelled up. Boy, I put a lip lock on her. I just hung on there, you know. She, every time she'd go home, she had swelled up lips. So I learned how to kiss. So we went together about 5 years and we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 years later, Loretta, insurance man or somebody, I don't know who she belongs to, but they gave me the credit. And then me and Hill lived together 44 years.
Yeah.
And she got sick in 94 and passed away in June, in like 2 days' time. Saturday morning, we sent her to the hospital, and Sunday morning, she died. I never even get to say, how you feeling? When she left here in the ambulance, they put oxygen masks on her going up Highway 5, and I never even got to speak to her again. I didn't know she was that sick. I thought she was just dehydrated. She said there wasn't nothing wrong, she wasn't hurting. But on Friday afternoon, she sat around and just didn't act right and wouldn't lay down. And then Friday night was the same thing. And then got into Saturday morning, Loretta come by, and I said, you know, there's something wrong with your mother. I said, she didn't eat right, she didn't sleep right, and she's, something's wrong, she's dehydrated. So we called her hospital, and they said, we'll send her on up here, you know, and we'll bring her to mercy. And this was like 7 o'clock Saturday morning. So Loretta rode the ambulance up there, and I followed them up there. When I got up there, they done had her in intensive care. They put oxygen masks on her going up the highways. She couldn't breathe. And she was dying with septic shock and congestive heart failure. That's when people got sugar diabetes, fluid will flood your heart. If you don't drain it all, you drown. You know, you drown in your own fluid. That's what she was doing. But see, she told me she wasn't hurt, but she knew something was wrong. She couldn't breathe. But last thing she said to me, she grabbed my hand and she said, Pat, pray for me. I said, well, I pray for you every night. I said, we're going fishing. We got to get out here and go fishing. Well, they took her out of here on that little table, and that was it. I never got to speak to her again. So now I'm an old bachelor. I said, bachelor.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you need to know about me?
I'm
69 years old. And it's like I said, I've lost my teeth, I've lost my hair, and I'm losing my mind, messing around with college kids. I got to be done, lost my mind.
Probably 7 or 8 of us.
But anyhow, I love all you kids. Y'all are like mine. If any of y'all ever come around here and need a place to sleep or stay, I've got 3 beds. And I'll be everybody's papa. I am Soames' little darling. Of course, they're about 89 years old. I don't mess with young ones, but 89 is about my speed. I slow enough so I can catch them.
They can't walk no more.
Yeah, they can't. Most of them in a wheelchair and got one of them breathing machines to push them out, dragging one leg.
You know,
hey, Pop, you ready to go? I said, yeah, darling. Put it in overdrive.
You don't hit the nursing homes, do you?
Huh?
You don't hit the nursing homes, do you?
No, I'm going to make a raid on the old lady's home one night. I thought if I got to go, I'd go happy and die on a whole house full of women.
Hey,
yeah.
It's the way to go. Well.
What else you want to know?
Anything else?
That's about it, man. Is that what you wanted?
That's it.